Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not awfully disgusting in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Friday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live. Typhooning at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast. A little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in out east. If it isn't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7, or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com. However, whenever, wherever, with whomever, under whatever you receive us, we appreciate the hell out of it. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours trying to batten down the hatches and sling some e-crap at the right. My name is Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Thanks so much for listening, guys, and welcome to Faithless Friday.
Welcome.
Who knows what's up? I don't have a fucking idea.
I don't have a fucking idea either, Lily. Thanks for joining us again,
yes.
Ladies and gentlemen. We are, as I said, going to be here for the next couple hours. Tweet us live during the show if you would like. At
why,
crab,
why sky god raining on
us? At crab diving, crabdiving, or you can also hurl us a message over at our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving. It is rainy. I believe I took a level one meteorology course in college, and they call this rainy as fuck here in Southern California. It's not rainy as fuck. It's windy as fuck.
Right.
And the rain that's kind of just piddling, middling California rain is weaponized now,
yeah,
by the really high
fucking
winds. You
don't know
winds.
What I don't understand? How come that bubble that Hollywood's under doesn't protect us from the fucking rain?
The liberal bubble?
The liberal stupid fucking
we're
bubble.
Exactly, you should be getting it, right? Mudslides,
yes.
And there was some heinous bitch online who...
Oh, yes.
Who made a comment.
God hates us.
About the, I already forget the name of the town, but the dam that's just aching to bust.
Oh, yes.
And
I don't know where the fuck that is.
First of all, well, it's up in Northern California, and they, it's a red area. It's a very Republican voting area. So all these gleeful fucklords on social media who are saying, well, good, let the dam break, let those libtards suffer for their insubordination to Donald Trump and to the Lord and all the butt sex.
Oh, yes. But it's all Trumpalos up there.
Well, that's it,
you fucking idiot.
But there was some woman posted stuff like that gleefully. I've already lost my train. Oh, thought.
My train of thoughts done gotten fucked up and derailed.
I feel very presidential.
Oh, yeah. You're talking
right
about all the shithead Trumpalos.
Losing their minds. Poor Shep Smith.
Oh, yes.
Shepard Smith was trending most of the day. Don't forget to tweet us at Crab Diving.
Trending on Twitter.
Yeah, Shep Smith was trending yesterday after his violent revolt, apparently, against Schittler.
Nine!
The right losing their minds on Fox. Fire that traitor! Traitor!
Because, fucking traitor!
Because he criticized the president's performance and he got pissy as a member of the media.
Yes.
Should! Got all pissy at basically 77 minutes of Trump lying on the couch.
Oh, yes.
At his therapists and ranting.
about how everybody's mean to him. And I want a nice question. And some guy asked him a question about the anti-Semitism. And he said, oh, yeah, see, he said he was going to ask you a nice question, but he lied.
Oh,
he
right.
lied. See, that's what typical media, typical media.
Hey, listen, everybody that's saying I can't wait to tune into Saturday Night Live this weekend. Why? I mean, right. you saw it.
Rerun, what, just how rerun
do you,
it.
How do you spoof that? It's impossible. I mean, what's Alec Baldwin going to do?
There's one night he should just
I mean, really?
To read a transcript.
Yeah.
And see if anybody knows the difference.
Why not?
Batshit crazy.
It's crazy, man. I'm the least anti-Semitic person on the fucking planet, by the way.
And the least racist.
Oh, yeah.
Although
the least racist.
We have some documents that were recently released by the FBI that may contradict that least racist yeah. thing.
I mean, last I checked, the least racist person might not need to be sued by New York. To rent their apartments to African Americans.
Bitch ass redneck white bread chicken shit motherfucker. Fuck you, your mama, and everything connected to you. You racist piece of shit. Fuck you.
There you go.
Right,
Snoop and you know Dogg, a universal message.
Right, right. And that you know that was meant for the owner of the Clippers at the time.
Yeah,
but I think the owner of the Clippers, Trump.
It's like a Christmas card. You can Bannon, keep giving it every year.
Well, they're all the same white racist pieces of shit.
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
And there's nothing to be done. We have to sit around and wait for them to turn into fossils.
Right. Well, they need to lose.
Fossilize.
They need to lose first.
Yeah. Oops. Mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California. Dateline, February 17th, 2017.
The year of our Lord!
These are your headlines.
No shit.
Wow. Over at the...
What the fuck is that? Is that the beginning of a song?
It's supposed to be cymbals, but yeah. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. It didn't go well.
Right.
Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal.
It fate.
Huffington Post.
Ate my dick.
Big smiling picture of the apparently newly confirmed secretary of the... the EPA chief,
the
guy who has spent part of his career, I believe, suing the EPA.
Oh, is this Dick from Oklahoma?
Scott Pruitt, the Oklahoma Attorney General.
He gave his states Parkinson's.
Attempts to delay the vote failed, but even so, a judge has ordered Pruitt to release his correspondence with oil and gas companies. The Democrats want to see what's going on with the conflicts of interest, but the Republicans are like, well, fuck you. We're going to have the vote.
I, you know, this kind of shit just makes you hate the GOP because you got to wonder, like, do you guys ever, are you ever on the side of not oil, of not energy? I mean, fuck you.
52-46 vote. Divided along party lines. Two Democrats, two demo rats jumping ship and voting to confirm. Because,
and by the way, we're sitting here listening to Schittler's bullshit dog and pony show press conference. And meanwhile, this guy's confirmed.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, we just don't have the numbers in the Senate. Yeah. There's really just not much they could do.
I mean, it's this Trump thing is brilliant by the GOP. It's just a big, gigantic. You know,
well, at some point they gotta cut bait.
But they've
got to get him to sign off on as many heinous things as they can that they like,
right?
Before being tied to him is too toxic.
Yes,
and that time may be.
Well, they've done so much. I mean, you can't. Listen, for the GOP, the Trump presidency so far has been a big success.
Sure.
They got an oil guy in for Secretary of the State. We got a fucking oil guy in and it's this goddamn EPA. Yeah. Jizz everywhere. You got Sessions.
This video's taught of liberal douchebags out there.
So the headline is that this Pruitt dude, Scott Pruitt,
fuck you,
former Oklahoma attorney general.
Why do we want anybody from Oklahoma and Alabama doing shit in our federal fucking government?
Who probably has oil-tinged shit.
Of course.
And gas-smelling urine. This guy is so in bed with the fossil fuel industry.
Dude. When all these earthquakes were happening in Oklahoma, he petitioned the EPA to not look into it. He asked them to back the fuck off. He doesn't. I mean, he's anti-EPA, but he's in charge of the EPA.
Yeah. There we go. Thanks.
Thank you.
How much of this, again, do we think can get undone or will get undone? None of it if Trump gets impeached.
You know what the real tragedy is like climate change and global warming, the effects of which will be felt by poor people before rich people, right?
Yeah, I just saw a friend of mine on Facebook today did a long, it was one of those on the side where it says, yeah, so-and-so commented on this post.
Oh, yeah?
And he was responding to someone's post about climate change.
Yes.
And he went off on a long screed.
Which friend?
About how it's not real, it's not, yes, true, it's a cyclical thing. This it was the story. There's a, I don't know, did you put it up, the about the ice cap? There's a big gash in the
gash.
Ice cap that's growing or something.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
that it's not a good sign, and a sign of global warming. And he's trying to say, oh, it's cyclical, there's no evidence whatsoever.
Is this our mutual friend?
No, you don't.
I don't know this guy.
You haven't met this guy.
Okay.
It's from one of my past lives.
Oh, yeah. I got some friends from past lives from Georgia that are way into this Trump shit. They love it. This guy actually had, they have little pro-Trump meetings, this dude I know from high school.
Oh, God.
Little pro-Trump meetings. They get around. They talk about how great things are in America now that there's a big, fat, white oligarch in charge. Again.
Where?
In Georgia.
Like,
he's rich.
At the VFW?
No. They just hang out at the guy's fucking house, or they go to a bar and they sit around and they're like,
they hire Mexicans to sit on?
Oh, yes. But you know, it's like what libs are doing out here. They get around, they organize, they action committees, things they can do,
so
people
like
they can call.
T-loans. They're activated.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that's not good.
Fucking lunatics. These people think they have the moral high ground and shit.
I'm eager to see what happens tomorrow. Tune in Monday, ladies and gentlemen, if we still have a country. He's having that rally tomorrow, in Floridia at the,
in Orlando,
at the airport,
oh,
I think,
God,
at the airport or near the airport.
Hey, man,
but
Mike,
they're
America
sold out,
again.
But there were a lot of lib activists,
yes,
who were saying, get tickets, get tickets, get tickets.
Well, I mean, fuck, he's everyone's president now.
Right.
Is he going to turn people away that are libs? Are they going to do what they did at the fucking rallies?
Well, they did at the rallies where they asked you who you voted for. Are you a supporter? And if you said no, you didn't get in.
This Trump is one insufferable motherfucker. He won.
Yeah.
On an odd, you know, he won electorally.
They're going to have a Mexican cleaning lady at the door. And if you kick her, you can get in.
Well, I mean, yeah. That's not crazy. I mean, he all but advocated violence against protesters. Trump did during his rallies.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not out of the realm of possibilities that he'd do the same at
and
the fucking rally.
Many of his toadies.
Yeah.
Some of his more heinous toadies, like that Sheriff Clark.
Hey.
That dickhead from Milwaukee.
Crack down on these riots. And
is that the guy who's going to be the head of Homeland Security for Schittler?
I don't think so.
Well, no, that his name was floated.
His name was floated, but yeah.
He said what he would do would expand. He would expand Gitmo.
Well, no, we have a Homeland Security guy already.
Who is he? I forgot.
He's the guy that already testified before Congress and said, "Oh, we fucked up on the executive order, and that was my fault."
Oh shit.
I don't know.
No,
I'll Google it. Who the hell cares?
Somebody
else is going to jail in the not too distant future.
Some
hopefully,
shitty fucking white guy.
That ding ding. Although. Amazingly, you know, the new guy that they put up in Flynn's place, or not in Flynn's place. Wait, yeah, Acosta. No, not Flynn. Up in Puzder's place.
Due to technical difficulties, we join Crab Diving already in progress.
Go over to our Facebook page at facebook.com/crabdiving. Whatever you get there, we get a little tickle. Thanks for joining us here on Crab Diving Live or downloading us, et cetera, on this second start of the show here. We can't guarantee if you're listening to us live.
Oh, yes.
We can't be guaranteeing that this it ain't going to happen again. What happened was the power went down here in the
hood.
There
are no guarantees in Trump's America.
I think the whole hood was down for a moment, and then the power came back on. Then it took the internet a little bit to come back on. So we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We had just talked about the fact that the new secretary of, or no, the new head of the Environmental Protection Agency has done been confirmed.
Yay!
By the Weasley GOP.
Hey, man.
Dickwads of the Senate.
We done got somebody that hates the fuck out of the environment to run the environment.
Yeah, perfect.
Fuck you. Why don't they make like a guy that, I don't know, who's in charge of executions be the guy that runs health and public services? Why don't they do that? Why don't they get somebody that hates life?
Sure, Manson's still alive.
Well, yeah, why don't we get him?
Put him in charge.
Good fucking Christ.
So, Scott Pruitt confirmed by the Senate by a narrow margin. A couple of Democrats who are in purpley states where there's a heavy amount of fossil fuel industry, I think West Virginia and North Dakota, I think, were the two states where the Democrats voted to support him.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
So that was the headline over at the... That was it over at the Huffington Post. And as I just hit back...
Yes.
Backwards in my browser, the headline has changed.
No shit.
Oh.
I mean, did the GOP, do they hate the environment? Do they feel like, oh, fuck it, man. If we don't take care of the earth, we're not going to... suffocate or something? Are they immune to climate change? Do they not give a fuck?
No, there's money to be made.
Yeah. Bunch of cunts.
The headline now says, tyrant rages. Media is the enemy of the people. Apparently Don Dunn taken to Twitter again.
That sounds so scary.
President Donald Trump vilified the press again today, tweeting that the media are the enemy of the people. Specifically calling out several organizations. One of his tweets says, the fake news media, failing New York Times,
yes,
comma, NBC News,
oh, shit,
comma, ABC, comma, CBS, comma, CNN.
All of them!
Is not my enemy. It is the enemy of the American people.
Oh, shit.
Oh, that's some creepy shit. He needs to be removed. He needs to be taken out of office.
Doesn't that sound like Hitler?
Yeah.
A little Hitler-y. I guess some people are into that shit.
That's pretty creepy as fuck.
Wow.
Even for him.
It seems like he's really catering to that white supremacist base of his.
Well, that was yesterday. That was all that show was for yesterday, was that the rest of the country is going and the world is going, what the fuck is happening after witnessing that shit show yesterday? But his base,
yes,
you could smell the jizz in the air.
Yummy.
Wafting from the Bible Belt.
Waft away, baby.
As,
it's insane.
The crotches were dribbling down there.
Blah.
Over, okay, he took on media, line media.
Fuck you.
Terrifying.
Oh, yeah. It's fucking ridiculous.
Quite terrifying. The headline, let's drag our knuckles on the ground for a while.
Yummy.
Strap the drool cups on.
Eat my dick.
Let's go over to the Drudge Report and see what's going on over there. Well, you know, this one's still, I believe this is still, hasn't been proven yet. It says AP botch, National Guard not called on illegals. There was a story from the Associated Press this morning.
Hello.
That went far and wide because it was allegedly a document they received, which is a draft memo from, I don't know, one of the poobahs.
Oh, yes.
Saying that our DHS secretary, the Homeland Security secretary, the guy I couldn't remember, John Kelly, was the alleged writer of it. And it said that one of the things they could do is possibly get the National Guard, involved in going and rousting out all these illegals.
God damn. I saw that too. That is terrifying.
But the thing is, all that's happened is that there may be more here, but as far as I had known, the White House or Spicy or somebody said, well, that's not true. And of course, the right jumps on it and says, it's fake news because Spicy says it ain't true. Now, here at the Daily Beast, it says Homeland Security is roundly condemning an Associated Press story. They say that it's not true. So now the Department of Homeland Security is saying it's not true, that DHS Secretary John Kelly wrote it. He did not, they're saying.
So is it bullshit? Is it made up?
Acting press secretary for the DHS said the department is not considering mobilizing the National Guard.
Okay. That means they are. Maybe.
Well, hold on.
Yes.
It's not out of nowhere. It didn't show up out of the ether. Maybe. It says a DHS official said that the memo the AP had was an early pre-decisional draft, but Kelly never approved it.
So it's...
And the department as a whole never seriously considered it. So they're just saying that it was in a document with a whole bunch of ideas as an early provisional
draft.
But
somebody floated it.
Well, yeah.
Someone floated the idea that the National Guard is going to come out and pull, I don't know, immigrants... Minorities out of their homes and deport them?
Some weasel at Homeland Security thought it was a good idea to, you know, maybe we get the National Guard to kick in some brown doors.
Right, okay, but let's be calm. Let's not jump to any crazy conclusions.
You know, if we get people who come into the country as immigrants to, I don't know, sew patches on their clothing, it might be easier to identify them.
Damn, dude.
That would make sense, right?
And all our friends, and all our, you know, all your fucking, my moderate friends, they'll say shit like, don't, you're losing your mind. You sound like a ninny. Don't panic. But the idea is that someone, there's somebody in the administration or works for Schindler that actually thought about this idea. And then even said to himself, fuck, man, this doesn't sound too insane to voice, to bring to my superiors. Would this ever happen in the Obama administration, in any other administration? The idea that you're going to have the National Guard do this? Fuck.
Yeah. So, apparently, it's not a completely unfounded, zero, fake, totally fake news. But now, of course, the right. And it's are leaping upon it as look at the lamestream media. This falls into the Trump narrative.
Lamestream.
Oh, look at the lies.
Oh, yes.
Lying media. Look, he's gonna use this in his next squeal to the press.
Right.
What about?
Did you see that story about the Associated Press? Say I'm gonna call the National Guard? Nobody's calling the National Guard. Fake news. Fake news.
You know, the problem is, like, the AP kind of did fuck up, though. Had they reported it like it was, they should have reported it exactly what it was, what happened. You know, this was an idea that was floated to Scott, to the Homeland Security Department guy, John Kelly, but they never did it. That's a story to me.
Well, I didn't read I don't know how the AP actually put it out first. So I don't know how they spun it. They may have said, hey, here's a draft of a document. But I think they're alleging that the Associated Press said that Kelly wrote it.
Right.
Which they're saying he did not, nor did he sign off on it, that it was an early...
Who's they?
Some kind of an early...
The thing. Trump administration?
The DHS.
Who is that? The Department of
Homeland Security.
Well, they could be lying. That's Trump. That's an extension of Trump, right?
Yes.
Oh, so they're lying. They're fucking lying. Fuck them. Fuck these white people. Hey, listen, liberals, do not believe these fuck cunts. We should assume they want to send the National Guard out to do this. Why wouldn't we? Why wouldn't we?
Okay, here's the original Associated Press story.
Yes. Man, fuck these cunts.
That,
Jesus. It's Faithless Friday, baby.
Yeah, join us, ladies and gentlemen and others.
Yeah, you want to fuck with me, Sky God? Bring it on, motherfucker.
At Crab Diving, one word, C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G on all the social medias.
I'm not afraid of Jesus.
Still says, here's what it says. The yes. Trump administration considered a proposal to mobilize as many as 100,000 National Guard troops. So that's not inaccurate.
Considered.
I mean, it's a little dodgy. Journalistically, it is a little dodgy. But not a lie. They did consider. Somebody put it in there.
It's not hyperbole.
It was an early, draft.
Yeah.
And they said, well, we can't do that. Cross that out. So it was technically considered.
Yeah.
But that's kind of a stretch.
But you know what? Yeah, I will say
it's a little shitty.
It is kind of a stretch. But, I mean, you know, as white people, honestly, you or I or any other white guy listening to this, we kind of have a responsibility to take that shit seriously.
Yeah.
What do you mean, yeah? I mean, who else is going to protect these brown people from being deported? It's not brown people. Right. It's going to be fucking white people.
It's going to be like Anne Frank.
Yeah.
We're going to be hiding immigrants.
Yeah. I mean, unfortunately, yeah, maybe we look stupid because this is a bullshit story, but why wouldn't we take it seriously? Why wouldn't we take this threat from Schittler seriously?
True, yeah.
He's done everything he said he would do.
And more.
And worse, and more. And he's loony. I mean, how else would he deport all those people if he wanted to?
Yesterday he tweeted, fake news media, which makes up stories and sources, is far more effective than the discredited Democrats, but they are fading fast.
What the fuck does that mean?
Then he tweeted, the Democrats had to come up with a story as to why they lost the election and so badly. 306. God, somebody tell him that it's the 46th largest margin.
Yeah.
46.
That's a lot.
Out of 50 something.
Yes.
It ain't great.
It's not the first. It's not winning.
It's nowhere near the first.
No, I mean, you won. You won, fuckhead.
He says, so they made up a story. Russia. Fake news.
Yeah.
Then he tweeted, Trump signs bill undoing Obama coal mining rule. He, signed a, I think this was an actual bill. I think this might actually have been something that Congress did. President Trump signed on Thursday legislation that ending a key Obama administration coal mining rule.
Okay.
The bill quashes the Office of Surface Mining Stream Protection Rule,
yay,
a regulation to protect waterways from coal mining waste. Get rid of that tyranny.
What is it when you're anti-water? What does that mean? Like when you hate Jewish people, you're anti-Semitic.
They're not anti-water. They're just, mm-hmm, they're not going to live there. Are they going to live near coal mines?
But
no.
What about, like, I don't know, isn't there a gigantic water table?
Holy shit, ladies and gentlemen. We just had a massive blast of wind that rattled the whole place and sent a couple of windows open here. Crab Diving Studio. And, God, already in that short little period of time, my computer screen got dots of water on it.
Is it really?
Yeah, crazy.
Shit.
That was
nuts. It's not even that much rain. It's really not that
much
rain.
It's just the wind. Yeah, combined.
Yeah.
So then Donald Trump, we were talking about the coal mining shit. So yeah, good thing Trump got rid of that tyranny.
Fuck your water, man. Isn't there a gigantic water table where all the protests are for the Dakota
Keystone,
access,
yeah,
the pipeline?
Yeah.
They're huge. And that affects like lots of people's water. It's not just the people's water that lives there. It's shit tons of water. So these,
and then when it breaks,
yes,
and everybody's got to truck their water in, who's going to pay for it?
Well, I don't know.
But some corporation will be like, oh, we'll help you with water.
Right. Yes.
There's profit to be made.
They'll do that until people get tired of not having any water.
Well, right. Then it's going to get ugly. Right, right.
And
that's why they need to wake the fuck up.
Right. Right now, the see all those people at DAPL protest? They're all peaceful protesters. All those people marching in the cities, they're all peaceful and shit. They're all peaceful right fucking now. Hey, you little fat cats, if you think that's going to last, you're fucking wrong. I mean, really.
The Trump tweeted 12 hours ago.
Yes.
Holy shit.
Swatted.
It's 2:36 p.m. here if you're listening live. 12 hours, 2 a.m., 3, 4, so 5-ish a.m. on the Eastern Coast.
Yes.
He said, despite the long delays by Democrats in finally approving Dr. Tom Price, the repeal and replacement of Obamacare is moving fast.
Okay. It is not.
That's what he
What's
said.
What's he going to replace it with?
Going to Charleston, South Carolina in order to spend time with Boeing and talk jobs.
Oh, shit.
Look forward to it. hours ago, thank you for all the nice statements on the press conference yesterday.
No.
Rush Limbaugh said one of greatest ever, fake media not happy.
No. Sad. Fake media.
Rush Limbaugh. Rush Limbaugh.
God.
He's thrilled over what Rush had to say about him.
Oh,
which I don't even
man.
Know what Rush had to say, but who cares?
Shit. He said, I
then
don't know.
It's time for The Apprentice again, Ryan.
Oh, shit.
The acceptance national security advisor Apprentice, because he tweeted out 9 hours ago, General Keith Kellogg, who I have known for a long time, is very much in play for the NSA, as are three others. We're down to four, everybody. Who's going to get the rose?
And of course, it's going to be a big, fat fucking general.
Yeah. Also creepy that it's all
military
it's all generals.
Guys.
Yeah.
They're all military.
Petraeus is still in there.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't seriously think Petraeus is.
He's still suspended, isn't he? From letting his...
He's still on probation. We read the other day that he's still on fucking probation.
He shared classified material with some chick he was banging.
Yes. Knowingly.
Yeah.
Not like, oh, I have a server where somebody could possibly...
Oh, yes.
Or what about the emails?
Yeah, fuck that. Hillary's crooked.
Which, by the way, there's no criminality in the emails. The server and the emails we've... tried to establish are two completely separate issues.
Yes.
And
but that's
the emails that they got from the DNC and everything. Nothing illegal happened. Untoward.
Right.
And did they put their thumbs on the scale for her versus Bernie? Yeah. Not illegal. That's part of their club.
Right.
That's part of their club rules and what they did. Now we're trying to change the club rules. We're trying to get rid of super delegates, it'd be really great on a national level, get rid of the electoral college bullshit. But
are you saying these people, these Trumpalos, are wrong to worry about emails being secure and their elected officials?
Well, they don't care now.
Because isn't Trump tweeting from a fucking, some fucking phone of his? He's a president, man. What are you laughing at?
It says, join me at 11 a.m. Watch here. Watch live. President Trump delivers the weekly address. But the screen cap.
Yes.
Which I'm assuming they had to choose.
Yes.
The screen cap is him looking at the screen and just scowling in anger. Holy shit.
Why do they want him to look angry? Nobody likes an angry Shetler.
And that's an actual picture. It's not even a screen grab. So yeah. They uploaded that.
That's crazy.
Damn. I think it's only a couple minutes long.
Now, what are we listening to?
This is the weekly presidential address?
Nine. Oh, this is new. This is, we got more shit. I love it.
Is it?
So is this like the...
There's a whole lot of nothing on this video, it looks like.
I guess it's nothing. God.
Oh, here we go.
My fellow Americans, we have taken major steps during the first few weeks of my administration to remove wasteful regulations and get our people back to work. I've been saying I was going to do that for a long time. This week, I signed two pieces of legislation to remove burdens on our economy, continue to keep my promises to the American people, and so much more. I signed House Joint Resolution 38, which eliminates an anti-coal regulation put forward by unelected bureaucrats.
Anti-coal regulation put forth by unelected bureaucrats. You know, those evil scientists over at the EPA.
Unelected bureaucrats!
Who said, hey, if we let them poison the water, people won't be able to drink it.
I mean, the only people that can save us are the nerds, man. You can't quit hating on the scientists and the nerds. Nazis come for the scientists?
The ones that didn't like. They eventually came for everybody that didn't agree with them, which sounds eerily familiar to a lot of what I'm hearing on social media from a lot of these Trumpansies.
By the way, according to Embrace Madness Celeste, the ACA were fucked. Marsha Blackburn explained the replacement or something for Obamacare. And the conclusion?
Well, Marsha Blackburn, first of all.
We're fucked.
First of all.
We're fucked.
Marsha Blackburn explaining anything.
Yes.
It needs to be run through a translation of some sort.
Why do we care? Hey, why do we give a fuck about the Affordable Care Act? Fuck it. Our streams are polluted. What do we give a fuck about being healthy for? The earth is all fucked up. We've got a gigantic ice gash. I'm going to be underwater, fucking drowning to death. Who cares about my health insurance? I'll be dead.
Then the president tweeted the fake, with the one I already read. This is less than an hour ago. The fake news media failing New York Times. Less than an hour ago.
Oh, okay. Jeez, Schindler.
So 2, 3, 4, 5, 6-ish in the evening.
Okay.
Sitting in the White House. Where's my phone?
I don't have time to tweet this much, and I'm not the fucking president of the goddamn United States.
The fake news media failing New York Times, which is not true. Their subscriptions are at a record right now.
Shut up, hippie.
NBC News well. ABC, CBS, CNN. CNN doing well. By the CNN's ratings way up.
Oh, yes. Fake news.
Is not my enemy. Is the enemy of the American people. That's
nine.
That is terrifying.
Totally, dude.
As fuck.
You know, as a joke, my mother for Christmas made a little diorama of the Crab Diving Studios. Yeah. But she said it in the middle of a media gulag prison fucking camp.
Yeah. We'll be spinning.
It's less funny.
We'll be spinning Proud to Be an American records.
Oh, yeah. You got better play that Lee Greenwood. I'm going to fuck your shit up.
And Jackie Ivanko.
Oh, yes. God.
The
fuck you, Three Doors Down, you fucking assholes, pussies, you pussies.
I mean, the first reaction is who?
But I don't know a song. Hey, Three Doors Down. Guess what? I don't even know the song you sing. And then I found out what it was, and I hate it. But I have since forgotten.
Kryptonite, right?
That Isn't sucks. That That's the worst song I've ever heard.
I took a walk around the world to ease my troubled mind.
Who cares where you walked?
Well, come on. You can't go after song lyrics.
Oh, yeah, I can. They suck. In my administration, your lyrics better be on point. And they better mean something. They better be heartfelt. goodbye.
So yesterday, while the rest of us were clutching our chests at the bizarre display put on by Schindler, sure enough, his supporters, according to a story over at PBS, his supporters saw something else.
What?
A champion of Middle America who's taking on the establishment and making good on his campaign promises to put country first.
I saw a loon rambling around on a podium that looks like he needs to be visited by three ghosts in the middle of the fucking night.
They talked to a woman named Rochelle in Logan, West Virginia.
Fuck you. In Logan, West Virginia.
42-year-old stay-at-home mom.
Eat my dick.
She said, I back him 100%. You either love it or get it. Get out. Oh, my God.
Love it.
You either love it or get out, is my opinion.
Love it or get out.
It's very American.
Here's my knowledge of West Virginia, what it's based on. Well, I lived on the border of West Virginia and Ohio doing summer stock theater. Let me tell you, them West Virginians, it's all toddlers and tiaras, baby. Remember that show?
Yes, sadly.
A whole season took place in fucking West Virginia.
Right.
It was the most amazing season of television I ever fucking watched.
Come on.
West Virginia. Do you hear the people?
Were you doing that show?
Oh, yes. Les Mis? Oh, yeah, I was doing Les Mis.
We were doing Pinter.
I was doing Chekhov.
In the Appalachians.
Oh, yeah. Uncle Vanya, I need you to bend the fuck over.
During Obama's presidency, Ms. Kirk says, Rochelle says her husband was laid off from his coal mining job.
Right.
They blame Obama's environmental policies. That's the problem, is that they blame the environmental issues, the policies of the Demtards,
yes,
for closing their coal mines, not the fact that other cheaper, cleaner energy is out there. And We're sorry. We need to find a way to retrain your husband and put him in a different. Let's get him building and maintaining solar panels. Let's get him building and maintaining wind farms.
You ever
let's
talk
put
to anybody
him into shit like that? But coal ain't coming back. It's just not.
Listen,
the horse and buggy ain't coming back. No matter how much Trump would say, I support the horse and buggy industry and we're going to bring it back.
Listen. Have you ever talked to anybody really fucking stupid?
What time is it?
All the time. Sometimes, I don't advocate this, but you want to take them by the shoulders and just fucking shake them. Just say, look up there. That's the fucking sky. And
Fake news. Libtard.
We need this climate. Everything you're standing on, it's called the world and the earth. It's called the environment, you fucking asshole.
And if you say to them, well, okay, these 2% of scientists, climate scientists in the whole fucking world say, hey, you know, I'm not so sure about this global warming thing. And you find out that most of them, you follow the money and they're backed by, I'd say big oil, big coal, gas, all these fossil fuel industries.
Big dicks.
It doesn't make sense to these people that maybe, possibly, sort of, kind of.
Yes.
They're bullshitting you.
What? Why would they lie to me?
I mean, do these people actually think, if you talk to these people and you try to say, let's talk about the tobacco industry.
Yes.
Do you believe that the tobacco industry lied in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s about the lethality of their product?
What is lethality, you dick that fuck? Fuck you.
But you know what I mean? They'll probably say, well, yeah, I know they did that. I found out about that. So at some level, they've got to understand the concept of corporate fuckwattery.
I ain't got to understand
to the level
dick.
Of cartoonish evil. We had people, the fucking tobacco guys killed people.
I don't have to listen. If I'm a stupid fucking Trumpalo idiot, I don't have to believe anything. I don't have to believe anything that you're saying to me. I posted it. By the way, welcome to fucking Faithless Friday. I posted a thing from Ken Ham.
Yeah.
From Ken Ham. He says there were, I don't know, there was a race of giants that used to fucking fight dinosaurs like gladiators.
Yeah, that's where Goliath came from, right?
Yes. I don't have to believe anything.
They fought the dinosaurs?
Yeah, they fought them. Like gladiator style.
How do you know they didn't?
I don't have to believe anything you're telling me. I'm stupid as shit.
Holy
I'm
cow.
So fucking dumb.
This woman in West Virginia they interviewed at PBS agrees with the president taking credit for the business climate and the rising stock market and the rising employment numbers, which
what
kind of barely ticked up. But he also pointed at the number that they have been screaming at, that when Obama points to that number going up, they say, that's the fake number. You got to look at the U6 or the U12 or the U69. You can't look at that number.
What is that? What do you mean U69?
It's different things that you put in to the criteria to measure the actual unemployment rate.
69.
They wanted one put in where it's people who, it estimates people who have, are seeking on seeking employment.
Yeah.
But gave the fuck up.
Right.
And left.
But they're not actively looking.
Right. And then they look at numbers like the entire workforce, but the entire working age force or something. But you got retired people. You got disabled people. You got people who are unemployed. You've got all that in there. They want to look at those numbers when it's a Democrat.
Yeah.
For them, they go back to the regular number.
Whoa.
That shows that everybody seems to agree upon is a measure of unemployment.
And why? Hey, listen, man. And why wouldn't you?
Four?
Hey,
like that?
If you're fucking, one of these Trumpalos, and you believe anything Schittler says, why do you even need numbers? He just tells you that he's great on the environment. If you're stupid, well, that's enough. That's plenty.
She said reporters need to leave him alone. He's just doing what he said he's gonna do.
She's fucking right on some level. Half of that's right. He's doing what he said he was going to do.
Kevin of Norfolk, Virginia.
Hey, man.
Said it was, quote, the most impressive presidential press conference of my life.
In what way? I could almost, Kevin, I agree with you. It impressed me. It impressed a feeling upon me of dread.
I'm not sure that he sounds like that. It's
terror.
Virginia.
Well, Norfolk, Virginia.
He's 48. He works as a surgical assistant and sells life insurance.
So wait. Hold on a second.
Isn't that a conflict of interest?
No, not at all.
That's true.
Because you want to keep these motherfuckers alive to soak them for that premium.
Yeah.
Or that monthly whatever.
And get them to cash it in for a much smaller amount before they actually die and you have to give out the claim. What?
That's smart enough to be a surgical assistant is not a dummy job. That's not a dummy. Surgical assistant, that's a hard thing to do.
Stop for 1 second.
Yes.
Ben Carson is a brain surgeon.
Oh, my God. This fucks with my shit, man.
Right.
How the fuck? How do you?
So.
I guess you can be an asshole and be smart.
He said he thought it was the most impressive presidential press conference of his life, largely because it was so unorthodox. Look at him using these big words. It was hyper adversarial between the president and the press.
That's not good.
And yet he was able to control the questioning and the tone and the mood in the room.
Hey, you cunt, the press is us. They are, don't you think they're an extension of the people? I mean, they're supposed to, am I nuts?
He says the media needs to move on regarding Russia.
Move on. To what?
Nothing to see here. It's they're whores. They don't care how their boy won.
Dude.
As long as their boy won.
God, imagine this is the 80s and this was happening. I mean,
yeah, lots of coke.
Well, no, we would understand that Russia is the enemy. Or the 90s. Or any other fucking time in history.
Yeah. Maybe the storm is Reagan spinning in his grave.
Yeah, that's true.
Losing his mind the way what they're doing with Russia.
Yeah. This is fucked up.
And then this bullshit. Trump doesn't need the media to chide him to make the right decisions. It's something he's been doing well for decades. And we have proof that he's not a great businessman.
The media chides people, dickhead.
That he lies and cheats and steals and has failed his way into this $1 billion, allegedly, if he's even up there. When they've shown that if he put it in a regular old fund, when daddy gave him $1 million back in the day, he'd have more money right now.
You know, this is so shameful because... I mean, the Russia thing is fucking horrible, but is he really doing anything now that's any worse?
So I consider
than any of the other scandals that popped up during the election.
Right. They don't care.
So what are we doing? I don't understand. Like what? We're screaming about he's lying, he's doing horrible things, but he's always done that, and he's always lied. And the right doesn't give two fucking shits.
Well, but he's going to become presidential any second now.
Am I still being fed that line?
No, I think everyone's given up on that. Now they're saying they don't care. This guy just said, I loved it.
I don't care.
Because it was unorthodox.
I don't give a fuck.
I loved a lunatic up there hyperventilating.
Don't you have friends of color? Don't you have friends? Don't you have a mom, a sister, an aunt?
Yeah.
Don't you know people with inside fun parts? His administration is hostile to women.
Regina of Picayune, Mississippi.
Picayune.
Enjoyed watching Trump's news conference.
Oh, I did too.
Because she thought he looked more relaxed. Regina's...
Relaxed!
Regina's 69 years old.
Dang.
Said she was most interested in the president's comments about the alleged leaks.
Oh, yes.
Leading to the resignation of Michael Flynn.
Fuck you.
We don't know the conversation that happened between him and Pence. Only they know. But the news media gets out there and says such and such with no corroboration. I'm sick of them making up stories. You know, we're intelligent people.
Okay, a few things there. Well, go ahead. I'm sorry.
We can make up our own mind on whether they're telling the truth. We're intelligent people.
Well, you can't make up your own mind.
You can't. If somebody presents you with a fact contradicting what they told you, then what they told you is a lie. You don't get to make up your mind on it.
You think this loon thinks the year... How old is the Earth? 6,000 years old to this loon?
Yeah, Picayune, Mississippi.
Does she believe that there's a dinosaur having a fucking... MMA fight with a fucking giant?
I can't believe those crab diving guys made fun of Miss Reverend Ham.
Oh, yeah. He's a reverend?
He's got to be, right?
He's a creationist. I thought he was like an advocate or some weird fuck.
I thought he was some preacher,
fuck.
Though, too.
Is he really?
Got to be, right?
Yeah. He's a charlatan.
She said, give Trump a chance. He just might surprise everyone.
Oh, okay.
He wasn't my first choice,
she
said, but he's my president. I think he handled the news conference very well. God,
we just need
to draw some lines and just say, okay, you guys are here. We'll live here.
Yeah.
And we'll stay in the 21st century and keep moving forward. You guys can slither back to the 1400s or whatever the hell you want to go back to.
I mean, these people are frustrating. It's like you want to draw the lines. You're like, we're going to live here. But once we're living here, eventually we're going to fuck you guys up and take your shit. And then, I don't know. We don't need to do that. But fuck this. God, we have to tolerate so much ignorance.
We've got
so
Scott.
Stupid.
Scott is a 66-year-old office furniture sales broker from River Falls, Wisconsin.
Hey, man.
Glad to see the president push back against the media. He said reporters have no proof of Trump or anyone around him doing anything wrong.
Right. Same people that don't want to end up in a nuclear holocaust watch that, and they weren't glad about anything they heard or saw, right?
They're trying to make up a story that Trump worked with the Russians to rig the election. Now they're trying to make a big deal out of former national security advisor, Mike Flynn. He was doing what he was supposed to do. He was talking to his counterparts. He was talking to the Russians. He got fired because he lied to Pence. There's no story there. The left media is so excited.
Oh, yeah.
They think they took this guy down. No, he made a mistake. He just lied.
Okay.
Wait. He made a mistake. He just lied.
How's that a mistake?
Let's find the crime that Hillary Clinton committed.
Well, she was corrupt.
She didn't even lie.
Yeah.
They said she lied to the FBI when she said she didn't send any classified material. And that's been shown to be kind of true, that she didn't send any classified material.
Jeez. Well, you know what, though? She's a bitch.
That's one of those facts.
That she's a bitch. That's what this guy's thinking. I don't like her. She's a bitch. That bitch from Bill Clinton's wife. Fuck him. Vince Foster. That's what that guy just did in his fucking brain.
And then this is just a lie, by the way.
Yes.
Because I want the accomplishments listed.
Yes.
He's accomplished. Trump has accomplished more in whatever, 3 weeks regarding the stuff he talked about. That's what people voted for. I can't believe there's actually a politician doing what he says he would do. Ooh. That never happens.
Hey, he made good on all that stuff.
God, they're so dumb.
But the stuff. He did all that stuff he said. He did the stuff he said he's going to do.
I don't care what he does. He said he was going to do it, and he's going to do it. It's just refreshing.
Oh, my God.
It's refreshing to be told that someone's going to break a bottle and shove it up your asshole before they do it.
Oh, yeah.
It's refreshing, Ryan.
Oh, yes. Wow, we have some interesting definitions for the word refreshing.
Good God. We're
what
doomed.
Do we do?
I think we're doomed.
I think we find an island with a relatively temperate climate, get a shit ton of booze, shit ton of drugs, get the good stuff from Big Pharma. Get that weaponized heroin.
Weaponized heroin?
Yeah, yeah. The little capsules. Let's get fucked up on Liberal Island. Just wait for the global warming to fuck this whole planet up.
Drone deliveries?
Oh, yes. I'm getting wasted waiting for the oceans to turn totally acidic and all the fish to die. The streams are all fucked up. What am I going to do?
Blaming. We'll get to some more faithy stuff in a moment here, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for joining us. It's Faithless Friday.
Oh, yes.
I've got a quick clip here from, we haven't played this guy in a minute.
What fucking dick?
I wonder how many.
Oh, God. Michael Savage.
Michael Savage. You could name that load in three syllables.
He's one of the worst ones, man. He's one of the worst fucking ones.
Heinous.
Just like, how does he look at himself in the mirror and just not vomit?
Somehow, he is blaming the horrible attack and ultimate resignation of Mike Flynn. He's blaming it on Chuck Schumer.
Oh, yes. By the way, Celeste at Embrace Madness, thanks for sending that last pic on Twitter. You gotta look at it.
Follow us on the Twitter. Follow Celeste.
By the way, she asked about
at
Kate.
Embrace Madness.
Kate is just fine, and we're not gonna show Kate that picture. I'll tell you that
Kate's
much.
Doing well.
Jeez.
Oh, wow.
Big sausage party over there at the White House. Apparently, I never thought about writing my name on my dick like Putin did. Putin.
It just starts out RN.
Right. You got a big curved cock, that Putin. I didn't know that.
So somehow, I don't know. I don't know how this works, but according to Michael Savage, the current minority leader in the Senate is responsible.
I wonder how men, military men who listen to this show feel about little rats like Schumer ripping apart a man like Flynn. I wonder how they feel about that. Are they as boiling mad as I am? And I'm not a veteran. How does a man who served in the military feel?
See, now these are these fascists trying to turn the military
right
against Democrats, trying to turn the military against the media.
And how is...
And suddenly we turn into Russia.
Yeah. Chuck Schumer is questioning Flynn, and rightly so. There's plenty of evidence of him doing bullshit, shenanigans, so much so that Trump said goodbye. If you're questioning what he did, that means you're questioning his service as a veteran serving the country?
Yeah.
So what's the choice? You just let these generals do whatever the fuck they want?
Right. So, although, I don't know. Some of the generals I might rather have doing what they want than doing what Trump wants.
Right. This
if they're falling in line to what Trump wants, that's terrifying.
Absolutely.
Because that means the guns are going to be turned on us.
We got to move to Guatemala.
About rats like Schumer taking down great men like General Flynn, turning him into a scapegoat, because the old world order wants perennial friction with Russia. I wonder how they feel about that. I'd like to hear from some of them. Why is there nothing going on in, you know, there's probably 4 million armed men in this country. 4 million armed men, ex-military, police, militias. Why are they not saying anything?
Why are there not 4 million armed men? The militia, the ex-military, the cops, the police.
Oh, I'm jacking off. Hey.
What does that mean?
Yeah, I don't know. Why is Michael Savage overmodulated as fuck?
Why aren't armed men getting involved?
Ooh, yes. Please, get involved.
Militia.
Have you ever watched that thing on Vice TV? It talks about all the armed militia groups in this country.
Terrifying.
And they're not only just, like, armed, they're organized.
Oh, they live in the woods. They practice and shit.
They go on the field, and they do drills.
Yeah.
On some level, is that fun for them, or do they think they really are doing quote unquote God's work?
Did you ever go paintball? Did you ever
paintballing?
Go to one of those indoor places where you shoot lasers at each other, laser tag.
No, what I
fun as fuck.
I don't like to simulate violence upon other humans for fun. That's not what I do for fun.
You just diminished my fun.
I'm sorry. I like to look at baseball stories. What else do I do for fun? That's about it. That's fun for me. I don't need to run around in a field pretending to be squirting at people. Maybe that is fun.
Where are they? Why am I sitting here like a schmuck alone, taking on so much on my shoulders? Where are they? Where are these?
Because you're crazy.
Dishbag, you do a radio show.
Where are the hordes of 4 million armed men? Apparently, they're supposed to be holding Michael Savage aloft on a beer.
Someone, quick, some armed man, go fillet Michael Savage.
Grapes to dangle in his mouth.
Oh, yes, let him put his balls across your nasal bridge. What the fuck is he doing that's so great?
These people are nuts.
I'm shouldering. Nutballs. He's shouldering the burden. He's all by himself. Yeah, right. Yeah. You're on a fucking radio show, you stupid fucknut.
I'm fisting the burden.
These 4 million men. I want to know why they're not outside Schumer's house in Brooklyn.
Oh, what?
The big tough guy Schumer.
Holy shit.
Ripping apart a great man like Flynn. I want to know why they're not picketing Schumer. Making his life a living hell as they're making Trump's.
I think he realized when he said, why aren't they outside his house? Then he's like, oh, I better say picketing.
Oh, you think he walked it back?
I better say picketing because he called for 4 million armed men to surround Schumer's house.
Damn, what are you? Sometimes I don't understand. Like, what are you allowed to say and not say? Surely you can't say. And it shouldn't even matter that he's in the government. You can't say somebody.
This guy is syndicated, too, right?
Yeah.
Michael Savage, he's on regular radio. He's on AM radio.
The sad thing is when you're driving across country, there are parts of the desert where, I swear to fucking God, he's the only thing that comes on. Oh, and I mean across FM and AM.
Yeah.
A lot of people think this guy is...
And a lot of Jesus.
Not nuts.
Whole bunch of Jesus.
He's way into God.
Savage, I don't think so, but I think he's way into the persecution.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, the war on Christmas, he is. I remember
wife's
that.
Life a living hell.
Fuck you.
The vermin on the left. Yeah, Black Lives Matter disrupting society. How about Military Lives Matter disrupting these communist bastards? Well, I don't know. I just said it. I hope that I didn't violate any rules. But these are very dangerous times we're living in.
I hope I didn't violate any rules by inciting violence. But these are very...
Yes.
These are dangerous times we're living in.
Hey, that's the Nazi refrain, right? These are very
dangerous. We got to keep you safe. Yeah.
They're dangerous times we're living in.
Yeah.
Trump said, how did he describe Chicago? He's described it like a war zone.
Oh, yeah.
It's not. I'm not denying there's lots of violence there, and there are fucking murders and there are crimes, but it is not a war zone. They're trying to make it sound like it's just like black people running around stabbing each other and stabbing white people. It's just,
you can't walk down the street anywhere in Chicago.
Not happening.
Taking a bullet.
Right.
So there you go. A little love from Michael Savage.
They make it sound like, too, like, you know, like when Trump talks about Chicago, it is really racist because he makes it sound like it is the black people causing the problems there and doing harm. That's what they want to make it sound like.
Well, it's black people.
Right.
No matter where.
Yes. But with Chicago, we've talked about it before. That is not the case. The case is they've got a shitload of guns coming in from states that have shitty gun control laws, right?
Like, yeah.
Indiana, what do they call it? The lead pipeway or something like that.
Pipeline, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. From Indiana and other states, they're being deluged with fucking guns.
Oh, yeah. They say, what about Chicago's anti-gun laws? Some of the toughest anti-gun laws in the country. Well, there's not a wall. Sorry, yeah. We'd love a wall around Chicago to keep the guns out. Can't do that.
That is a sad thing. You can have the most progressive gun laws you want, but
if the guy next door doesn't, yeah.
You're fucked.
Rick Wiles on this Faithless Friday, ladies and gentlemen.
God, you know,
end times.
He's the worst one. Worst ones.
End times radio host Rick Wiles. An opinion on what should happen with these leaks that are going on in
these
the government.
Renegade, seditious spies that are providing transcripts of General Flynn's phone calls. And let's just say President Trump's phone calls to the President of Mexico, the Prime Minister of Australia, the Prime Minister of Great Britain, all the other phone calls where his transcripts were leaked to the press. These renegade, seditious spies in the U.S. intelligence agencies are guilty of violating federal law, and they must go to prison for 10 years.
What?
Whoever is leaking from the White House are guilty of federal law, violating federal law, and must go to prison for 10 years. But just wait.
God.
Mr. President, arrest them. The people are behind you. Arrest them.
And not only are they liable for that, but also the members of the news media that received it and published it.
Yes.
So I don't know who's sitting there with them, but he's like, not only that, but just that member of the news media that publishes it. So not only the person that leaks it, but if you leak the information that there was a crime committed by somebody in the White House,
you're going to jail for 10 years.
If you're a reporter, now they're talking about.
Oh, yeah. What about a podcaster?
If you report the information.
Well, you know. Yes.
That received it and published it.
Yes. Including the editors. And lock them up. Lock them up. Put them behind bars. These renegades.
Lock them up. Lock them up. Put him behind bars. The reporters and the editors, not only the people that leak the information,
right,
but the reporters that publish it.
You know what's crazy is these right wing nut jobs that are on these fucking internet radio shows and on AM. They've always been like creepy and they've always been scary. But in the context of a Hitler regime, I mean, it's it's terrifying, man, isn't it?
Here's Rick Wiles. Talking about what would have happened if Hillary Clinton had won the election.
God intervened in the affairs of this nation and prevented us from certain destruction.
We were going to war. That was
without a doubt. I don't even believe we would be here today, Doc. I believe we would be evaporated by today.
This is that bullshit. Evaporated.
Oh, my God.
This is that bullshit where they're trying to say that Hillary would have started a war with Russia, that she wanted a no-fly zone in Syria, and that by doing that would have instigated a war with Russia.
Yeah.
And that she would have started World War III, when actually we got Trump.
Who, listen.
Who may not start World War III that way, but is starting has got 10 other areas where he started versions of World War III. Yeah.
You know, honestly, I it's hard for me to believe into buy into this shit. Even the dumbest person, the dumbest fucking person. If the shit hit the fan and there was some international incident, you can't tell me that they would rather have Donald Trump on the job rather than Hillary.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Absolutely.
And you can't convince me that Hillary would have been more dangerous to the planet than Hitler.
But these guys are thrilled.
That's stupid. You're stupid.
We all of us would be in glory by now.
They don't mean the glory hole down on down on Interstate 47.
Oh, shit.
They mean we'd all be dead by now because Hillary would have done vaporized us all.
Right, right.
I honestly, sincerely, firmly believe it.
Firm.
We were that close to nuclear war.
Shut up.
Now it's revving up again. Because
that's why they moved the doomsday clock after Trump was elected.
Oh, yeah.
Closer to doomsday.
Great.
Because the people that want war are undermining President Trump.
Right.
Yes.
Where do we want war?
Everywhere.
We don't want war. They want war. You got Bolton out on TV.
Yeah.
Although he's not part of the administration, but he's like, he wants to start a war with North Korea.
Is he saying that the liberals want war because we don't want to get along with Russia or some bullshit?
Yeah.
But
during the campaign, a lot of evangelical leaders came out and endorsed candidate Trump, but also a lot of evangelical Christian leaders stood on the sidelines and didn't do anything. Some of them openly opposed him.
Yes.
But regardless of the ones who did nothing or opposed him, there were a number of brave pastors and evangelists and ministry leaders who said, we have to support Donald Trump.
Brave.
You don't have to do
forget
dick.
Our Christian values. Forget our morals. Forget our family values.
You shove them right
we're going to be
ass.
Brave and follow Donald Trump.
And I applaud them for what they did. I was there in New York City last year when hundreds of pastors were invited by Donald Trump to meet him in New York City. I was there.
Anyway.
Oh, yeah, great.
There you go. We'd all be dead from nuclear war.
Nuclear.
By now, 20 days later, 30 days later, not even.
You gotta be kidding me.
If Hillary had been elected.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Man, what the fuck?
A little bit of love from Rick Wild.
God damn it!
Okay, this one is spectacular. This is less than... this is not really Christian, but... this is a batshit caller.
Oh, my God.
Who calls into a radio show.
Yes.
To complain about the lying, evil, liberal media.
Yeah,
press.
Man. Fuck you.
They asked about... He finally asked this guy, the radio host.
Okay.
About, well, how can the leaks coming out be real, but the news stories about those leaks are fake news?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, what about that?
And this is a spectacular version of moronitude.
Oh, I love
that
it.
That calls in, but there's a twist, Ryan.
Oh, okay.
A special twist on this rainy as fuck Friday here.
Crab diving twist.
And it shows you that stupid batshittery exists not only in America.
Right.
But also with our friends across the pond in England.
Burn in hell.
Apparently this is a British supporter of Trump who's upset about the fake media.
They're British? What?
And the host is also British. You would expect
hello
the caller
boy
stereotypically to have some kind of accent where it talks like this, where it's all to understand. And you would be right. Listen
oh, shit.
to this and, yeah, and
like
listen
right
to
out
the
of Faulty Towers.
Oh my God. And the radio host really trying to ask the guy, well, wait a minute, but where's, it's kind of one of these, well, what evidence do you have? So this goes to show you Trumpanzees and lunatics. This guy absolutely voted Brexit.
Jolly good.
Get the fuck out.
Eat my dick.
Kick out all the packies.
Governor.
How? So
if they've just got one paragraph of the of the truth,
no, they've got the full transcripts of the conversations. Listen, I don't want to press you, but you've got to give me an example of what you mean. They've got the full transcripts of the conversation. He said to the journalists that wrote the stories, you know the leaks are real. James, hang on, mate, this is important. He said to the journalists that wrote the stories, you know the leaks are real, you guys reported them, but the news is fake. So just give me a bit of help, and I appreciate this isn't your profession, but at what point did it become fake in your opinion?
I appreciate that this isn't your profession.
God, that guy's so
and the
nice.
Guy's like, no, it's not. It's not.
No, hold on.
I'm not a journalist.
No, hold on a second, mate.
But listen to the screaming lunatic.
Oh, yeah.
And it's the equivalent of someone who'd be calling and saying, it's fake news.
It's amazing.
Oh, but I appreciate this isn't your profession, but at what point did it become fake in your opinion? Give me an example of something that's not true that got reported.
I understand where he's coming from.
Give me an example of something not true that was reported. That's right. A pretty straightforward question.
Okay.
That's not true that got reported.
I understand where he's coming from. I really do. I understand because I not hate the media, but I dislike them, I distrust them.
I don't hate the media, but I dislike and I distrust them.
Wait a second.
I don't hate the media, but I dislike and I distrust them.
So what is the other area in there? Like?
I know. But I don't hate them.
Oh, God, I love that. I don't hate you. I dislike, I distrust. There's no hate.
And he can see where Trump's coming from. That's what it is. That's what it is. I can see where he's coming from.
Hello. the fucking guy. Oh, this is hilarious.
I really do. I understand because I not hate the media, but I dislike them, I distrust them. Because, God. You know, especially the BBC.
That's fine, but I'm going to just ask you once more. Can you just tell me...
Especially the BBC, he said. Which Trump, when the BBC stood up, Trump said, who are you with at the press conference yesterday? He said the BBC, and Trump was like, oh, God, another one, like CNN.
Well, Donald, no, you aren't going to like the BBC ever. Have you heard the way I am so jealous when I listen to politicians get interviewed by folks on the BBC. Because those British motherfuckers don't take shit.
Yeah, yeah.
If you don't answer the question, and what you're saying is bullshit, they will say it. They don't do that here.
That's bollocks.
I mean, trust them. Because, you know, especially the BBC.
That's fine, but I'm going to just ask you once more. Can you just tell me something that has been published in America about these leaks that's not true?
I've not looked into the leaks.
I can't even understand
that. I've not looked into the leaks.
But so you're screaming about this.
He's like, tell me one example of something that was released by American media about the leaks that is not true.
Right.
Well, I don't know. I haven't studied them.
You just said they were bullshit.
Exactly.
I've not dig deep into the leaks. But
it's not the leaks. The leaks are real. It's the fake news I want to hear about.
Where he's coming from.
Yeah.
I understand where he's coming from. What he was trying to say was the time the media finished with it, they twisted it. Precisely.
So show me the twist. Where is the report that contains something about the leaks that's not true? Because he didn't have a single example.
I've not dig deep into what the leaks are about.
Right.
What I've rang up to say is, this is what the media do. They twist things and they make...
But we haven't found a single twist.
This is what the media do. They twist things. Give us an example. Well, I haven't looked into it, but this is what they do. They twist things. But give us an example. See, this is exactly what the media do. They twist things.
It's brilliant, man. This Trump started a narrative that the media lies. And so now anything that happens, it sort of feeds into that narrative. People just, what is it? They just want to believe in it so hard they don't care if it's real?
If it's a tiny bit outside of the narrative they want, it's a lie. It's fake.
God damn.
Terrifying.
It's amazing.
No, but this is what the media does.
No, but we haven't found a single twist.
He's got it in with CNN. CNN's got so much hype.
Okay, that's what he said. That's what he said. Who would you point at first at CNN as an example of someone who's expressed hatred of Donald Trump?
So then he does the typical, he sounds like Trump. But it's all, well, he's like, give us a specific example. Well, CNN, there's so much hate.
It sounds fake.
So
man.
Much hate.
He sounds like a character.
There's
like,
what hate? What hate?
Right. Who's hating on who, man? Who's the hater?
But this, hey, that's what he said. Who would you point at first at CNN as an example of someone who's expressed hatred of Donald Trump?
I'll watch CNN. The fella with the gray hair. The hype that comes.
The fella with the gray hair.
Oh, that's Andy.
I think he means Andy Cooper.
That ain't on Cooper, man. Fuck that.
I'll watch CNN.
It's the poofta.
It's CNN.
With the gray hair.
It's Andy Cooper.
Someone who's expressed hatred of Donald Trump.
I'll watch CNN. The fella with the gray hair, the hate that comes from him.
So give me an example. What's he?
They put a whole panel in of the left.
No,
they put a whole panel in of the left.
They're putting in panelings of left wing nut jobs.
Hate him.
Okay, but this is what Donald Trump said yesterday. This is what he said yesterday. You're quoting him.
It's cricket.
You know
cricket.
What, you know what's
cricket?
Funny. Yeah,
and it's exactly. He's just right. Parroting shit that Trump said during the fucking press conference. So give us an example of when
right.
There was a panel.
Fuck
oh,
you.
The gray-haired guy. And they've got the panels.
The gay one.
All, they're all from the left.
Right.
And they all hate him.
This guy interviewing this loon, you can hear it in his voice. He pities him. Guys, if you're a Trump lo, you're so fucking stupid. It's like we hate you, but we also pity you.
Right, change the accent.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
They hate him. That media, they hate him.
That guy CNN done hating on that motherfucker. Fuck you.
That gray-haired one on CNN, they got them panels. And they got all those...
Those left-wing panels!
Lefties.
I'll watch CNN. The fella with the gray hair, the hate that comes from him.
So give me an example. What's he?
They put a whole panel in of the left.
No,
okay. This is what it's like online, even. Citations, please. Well, give me an example. Give us an example. Show us proof. Show us a fact.
You know, though, I mean, let's say for a second that Anderson Cooper, he's referring to Andy Cooper, the gray-haired one.
Or it could be Wolf.
Could be Watson. Yeah. But if it's Andy Cooper, he's, you know, he's an out gay person. And he's saying that there could be hate coming from him. Okay. Maybe. Let's say there is then. Do you think Anderson Cooper hates Donald Trump? Yes.
Yeah, I think he's
absolutely.
Probably not a big fan. Yeah.
In fact, there's a lot of people on the left that hates Donald Trump. Do you know why? Because they're Nazi, homophobic, racist dick fucks.
And by reporting on what Trump says and playing tapes of what he says and does and
yes.
Saying, I don't think this is right.
Right.
That's hating. Apparently, we're all supposed
to be. Saying what you said.
Apparently, we're all supposed to be bending over and taking
yes.
Whatever Trump wants to shove in our holes.
Hello.
And accepting. That yeah. Big Daddy's going to save us.
Put it in me stovepipe.
But give me an example. What's he...
They put a whole panel in of the left
no.
That hate him.
Okay. But this is what Donald Trump said yesterday.
Destroy.
This is what he said yesterday. You're quoting him.
What do you mean?
You're quoting Donald Trump. You're just repeating what he said.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
I think this guy's fake. I mean, this is too nuts.
He said yesterday. You're quoting him.
What do you mean?
You're quoting Donald Trump. You're just repeating what he says.
No, what he was saying is that the media twist it, and I know they do.
Yeah, but you can't show me. Just show me a twist, one twist.
Okay, if I'm not dig deep into the leaks,
but surely you have to dig deep before you arrive at a conclusion.
I haven't digged deep. That's what he's been saying. He didn't dig deep into the leaks. So he's like, give us an example of the twist.
Okay, I don't know.
Okay, but I didn't dig deep into it. What are you talking about? But this is a perfect example of how they twist it. Well, how? Show us how they twisted it. Well, I didn't look close.
They put a whole panelling of left-wing fuck faces on.
Right. What do you mean? What do you mean?
Put it in my mouth.
The media twist it. And I know they do.
Yeah, but you can't show me. Just show me a twist. One twist.
Okay, if I'm not dig deep into the leaks...
But surely you have to dig deep before you arrive at a conclusion about what's going on.
This guy, this poor fucking guy, I think, listen, BBC guy or whoever the fuck's
got patience, right?
I think you have to stop because this dude can't take it. If he's...
Logic? Right.
He's getting upset. I'm worried about him. He's going to have a fucking heart attack.
He's doing it well, though. He's not losing his mind and saying, you're a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Get off my phone, you wanker.
Oh, no. I think the guy interviewing him is kind of doing, and I'm an atheist, doing the Lord's work here. I think he's talking this lunatic off a ledge because he's crazy. But that guy can barely handle it. The guy he's talking to is about to lose his fucking mind. He's so upset.
Well, it's because he's confused by this guy's logic of this guy's asking him to actually justify his assertion.
I mean, he's worked himself up into fucking insanity over bullshit.
Yeah, welcome to 26% of the country or whatever.
And you know what's funny?
That voted for that asshole.
If you could just get that guy, that British dude, to calm down and look at the facts and just smoke a fat joint or something, he would be happier.
Right.
A lot of these fucking maniacs would be happier if they just could say, listen, Trump's an idiot. He's a fucking fascist, racist, Nazi fuck.
And realize you've been boned.
You have been boned hard, my friend.
Right.
You've been boned, you have.
What he was saying is that the media twist it. And I know they do.
Yeah, but you can't show me. Just show me a twist. One twist.
Okay, if I'm not dig deep into the leaks...
But surely you have to dig deep before you arrive at a conclusion about what's going on.
Oh my. So before you arrive at a conclusion and call into a radio show and make an assertion that the bloody media, all they do is twist.
Right, we got to dig deep.
Maybe you should look at what you're calling about and raving and ranting about, you fucking asshole.
But he thinks he knows.
Right.
He's just dumb as fuck.
Give us an example. Well, I didn't look at it.
Well, then
how can you make that conclusion?
Listening to this guy... You kind of fucking get how this Brexit shit can
happen. Well, you get religion.
Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck yeah.
I give up my thought process. I give up reason.
You know that this is a story about technology and shit, so I'm going to butcher it. But a while back, we mentioned on the show that this dude, this data analyst, he wrote this software or this app where it analyzed different information on social media and shit like that. And they were able to really find paranoid motherfuckers like this that's calling into this show and find them and send them advertising, political ads and shit and get money from them and really figure out a way to exploit their fears.
Well, yeah,
and
Breitbart
that's how Brexit
exists.
And, yeah. And then Trump hired the people from Brexit. To work for him.
Yep.
Those evil motherfuckers.
And with ties probably to Russia.
Oh, yeah. Who knows?
A twist. One twist.
Okay, if I'm not dig deep into the leaks...
But surely you have to dig deep before you arrive at a conclusion about what's going on.
Well, I only saw it last night.
So, yeah, but you're certain that he's twisted. All right, listen.
I'll tell you what, yeah. I will dig deep tonight, no. And I will phone you back tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm not on tomorrow.
Oh, my God, that's so funny.
It only happened last night, and he said, well, then how can you make that assertion? I haven't dig deep into it. It only happened last night. But you're on a radio program screaming with the assertion that you're 100% convinced. But I haven't looked into it. Well, how can you make that assertion? I'll look into it tonight. I'll ring you tomorrow. I'm not on tomorrow.
Oh, my God, that's funny.
But that's just a perfect example of
it makes me like
even
this guy.
Being in with the comments or whatever of dealing with a Trump supporter. It's there's no amount of reason. There's no amount of logic. And even if you ask them questions like that and try to get their own brain cells firing, they turn into this. They turn into a babbling lunatic.
There is something, though, about this guy that is there's something redeemable about him. Like, because the guy says, You should have dug deep on this before you have an opinion about it. And then he goes, you know what? I'll go home tonight and dig deep, and I'll phone you tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll call you tomorrow.
At least he's making a fucking effort.
But his dig deeping is not going to be...
Oh, yeah. It's going
to
be...
He's only going to allow the stuff that confirms his bias.
Well, he's stupid. He's an idiot.
He's not going to... You think he's going to have a revelation and be like, oh, my God, they should have voted Hillary.
Guy's got the brain cells of a fucking houseplant. He's doing the best he can. He's stupid. People are taking advantage of him. Sucks. What do we do to make people fucking smarter? How do you fix him?
I don't know. And the ones here.
Because you
thing.
Listen to him. I mean, I'm going to say he's not a bad guy. I mean, he probably has some... Probably racist and shit.
Well, most of the Trump voters here probably aren't bad people. They're just regular people trying to live their lives. They're subtly racist, or at least they're a deal breaker.
Oh, dude, they're a lot.
And they're leaders,
people.
But
if it's not a deal breaker, and you, I don't know,
that makes you a bad person. If it's not a deal breaker,
yeah, it makes you a bad person. Think about it, dude. I mean, like,
well, I agree.
I mean, think of it from the point of view, like if you're a person of color, you're gay or something, and you know, obviously, you know, I mean, I don't know what I'm trying to say. It's just, fuck. Fuck these Nazis.
Fuck these Nazis. I've got, I will save the good news for a minute or two. We'll cap it off with good news.
Capping it off.
Maybe.
Hello.
We've got, you remember Scott Lively. He's
I don't remember him.
He's a cuddle bear of a right-wing nut job lunatic.
Hello.
Barb Wire, he writes. He's the pastor. I think he might be one of these assholes that may...
Remember that movie?
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah.
Pamela Anderson, yeah.
Yeah.
Lots of barbed wire in that and bare breasts. I was always like, hey, watch your nipples.
This is the guy who went to Uganda and helped them right there throw gays into jail laws.
Oh, what a great guy. Wonderful.
Yeah, he's a scumbag.
Don't you have any gay friends, you fucking dickhead?
Very, totally anti-gay. I mean, that's his big deal. So he's the guy also who was involved in writing... that book, The Pink Swastika, which we talked about, which Brian Fisher loves, they blame Nazi Germany on the gay.
Well, duh.
And we're laughed out of, laughed at by historians and sane people.
Right.
In fact, his Abiding Truth Ministries is his ridiculous group.
That sounds creepy as fuck.
They've won the award, Ryan. The Southern Poverty Law Center has named them as a hate group.
You're an official hate group. Go fuck yourself.
At one point, Lively actually did run the California branch of the American Family Association.
Oh, God. They had a California branch?
Well, they have a bunch of them, apparently.
Oh, my God.
Scott Lively wrote over at the Barb Wire.
Hello.
That the Satan is not creative.
Yes.
His strategies and tactics are tediously predictable once you recognize them.
Yes.
Of course, it's not easy to stand firm. Mm. when it seems like you're about to be engulfed by a mountainous rushing wall of fire. But if you do stand firm, the illusion vaporizes on contact and you realize it was a lie. Once you stood up to that wall a few times, it loses most of the effect on you.
What are you talking about?
This is him standing up to Satan.
Why is there a wall of fire?
No group is better at this satanic strategy than the gay political movement.
What?
Which was an unstated reason why open homosexuals were never allowed into the intelligence agencies in the history of the nation. A policy upheld by none other than the Ninth Circuit Court in a 1990 case.
Gays turn walls, they shoot out walls of fire. They are walls of fire, these gays.
But then along came Bill Clinton.
Oh, yes.
Crawling. I'm ad-libbing. Crawling from the anus of Satan himself.
Yes.
Then along came Bill Clinton, who issued Executive Order 12968on August 2, 1995, opening the intelligence agencies and top secret security clearance to the Machiavellian Gay Network.
Machiavellian gay.
I think one of the reasons that they tried to justify it was that, well, gay people can be easier compromised.
Oh, yeah?
Because if you're secretly gay, you get some Russian spy to suck your dick in the bathroom at the airport.
What about David Petraeus?
Well, yeah, it's all crazy. I'm just explaining their tiny little minds. Yeah.
Well, I'm yelling at them.
So he goes blah blah blah. He talks about the policy.
Yeah.
My greatest concern about the Trump administration is that secular-minded advisors will allow self-defeating, politically correct assumptions to convince them to leave the gays in the swamp.
Wait a second.
Assuming that will win them points with the ultra-powerful LGBT lobby and the larger progressive community it dominates.
God,
did you know we're dominated by the LGBT?
All right, meet me in the swamp, guys.
As well as crossover libertarian and secularist constituencies.
I want to apologize to all my gay friends about... Sorry, I have to leave you in the swamp, apparently. I didn't know that.
So he's saying he wants everybody gay out of government.
Right.
How fire them all.
Yeah, why not?
My prayer is that President Trump will awaken to the correlation of anti-Trump radicalism on the left with the gay movement and realize that on virtually any issue, one can name the most aggressive liars and agitators are homosexuals and their closest surrogates. So he's basically saying anybody that is okay with gay rights...
Yeah.
Is an agitator.
See.
And an aggressive liar.
People like this make me want to have the gay army be a real fucking thing. I mean, but fuck this guy. I mean.
They positively cannot be placated. Just ask the Boy Scouts of America.
Now, fuck you.
In other words, there's a spiritual dimension to the culture war. In which the key common denominator is LGBT affiliation.
Yeah, yeah.
So this guy, his whole career, his whole life, is the demonizing of gay people.
God
it's his
damn.
Gig.
That's and what he blames does every
everything.
Fucking day.
He's blaming everything.
Can you imagine?
Trump needs to awaken that the anti-Trump radicalism is because of the gay. Those are the only people. That's the reason. That Americans are against Trump. It's because everybody wants a butt fuck.
Right. Fuck you. God, these guys are so fucking dumb. He spends all day. What? Just campaigning against gay people? Doesn't like at some point, like it's 2017, doesn't everyone have a gay friend? An out gay friend at this
out
point?
One. No.
I mean, shit, man. Maybe like, this is crazy, but maybe shit like, you know, Elon Musk has those tubes that we all want to travel around the country in, or high-speed rail.
Yes.
Would that help a way for people to more affordably, like,
help us get away
travel
from
the country?
To get away from them better.
Not yet. Well, I guess. No, I was hoping people would travel more, meet new people,
I told you. Let's
expand your fucking horizons.
Put a 1% tax on all those fucking, another 1% tax on every transaction, the millions of transactions per second that the evil banksters and Wall Streeters go through.
Right.
Put a 1% tax on that or something and fund senior year in high school for everybody abroad. Everybody.
Yeah.
You got to get the fuck out of the country.
You got to leave the country.
And go live with another culture and realize that there's other fucking human beings on this planet.
I mean, yeah. Or either that or this. You know what? I know how to fix homophobia. This is easy. This is easy. I don't know why anybody ever thought of this before. Mandatory. Everybody, you got to spin.
See, there's the problem right
there. No, but this is.
That's the word.
No. You don't even know what I'm going to say.
Well, but the word mandatory.
That doesn't negate my message.
Okay.
1 year in a theater program.
Well, yeah, okay.
See? Bam!
Part of the curriculum?
No, you just
but
have
that
to,
doesn't, what do you say?
Everybody not, has to spend 1 year in a theater program.
But not everybody in theater is gay.
Of course not, but there are some gay people in theater.
Well, there are gay people in accounting.
Yeah, but it's fucking theater, man. There's lots of gay people in theater.
Right.
Whatever. Listen, I know my idea is built on a little bit of a stereotype, and which, whatever. Yes, it's flawed, but yes, it would solve it. That would solve the fucking problem.
Scott Lively says, I call on Mr. Trump to adopt my earlier recommendation to establish a separation of LGBT and state.
Fuck off. Those people are the state, you dickhead. Everybody's a state. It's not like LGBT and state.
It's a separate screed that he wrote over at his website, but the end of it says, I don't have a conduit to the Trump administration, thank you, but someone reading this article probably does. Please ask President Trump to establish a separation of LGBT and state. Take the government's pro-gay thumb off the scale and give the American... Smell my thumb.
Put my thumb on the scale.
Put that lube and Santorum covered thumb off the scale.
I got to put this thumb somewhere.
And give the American faith community a fighting chance to restore the natural family to its rightful place as the heart and foundation of our society.
The collective thumb of the LGBT.
No.
I mean, where's that guy? It's got to go somewhere special.
Butt plugs for everybody.
The collective gay thumb.
Holy crap.
This is nutty. Quit being such a fucking hater. God damn it. Expand your horizon. Go meet some gay people.
So he thinks there should be a purge. A purge of the gay from the government.
That would suck.
All the staff people. He's talking about everything. All the departments, everything. Find out if they're, smell their fingers. If it smells like poop or other vagina. You're out.
Yeah, I mean, this is so stupid. This guy, every day this guy does this.
Welcome to America.
How do you fucking report on something that you supposedly hate every fucking day, though? That's so weird. I mean, I guess we report on the right. I kind of hate them sometimes.
A lot of the time. I don't know, because those evil gay people are fighting for their rights. How dare they?
Oh, yeah. They want to be treated as people. They want to be part of the state. Why is one person who wants the protection of the government that's supposed to work for them, why is that an attack on your straight white male lifestyle? I don't know.
I can't connect that dot. Sorry.
God, why is that British guy so upset? You know what I mean? Like, why is that guy so upset?
Well, we've got another one.
God.
Except this is a million of them.
Hey.
1 million moms.
Yes.
It's quite upset.
20 moms.
20
moms with a shit ton of AOL accounts.
By the way.
Fuck you.
Over here at the Friendly Atheist blog, they point out that Taco Bell, they went after.
Right.
1 million moms, by the way, on Twitter.
Yes.
1 million moms.
Yeah, yeah.
Has 3,600 followers on Twitter.
Oh, fuck. How many?
3,000.
So, wow. So, if it's a million moms...
you're going to have to do some ciphering.
God, they've only got 3,000 followers, Pat.
They're upset with Taco Bell over this. Prepare yourselves, ladies and gentlemen, if you're of sensitive ears.
Bye.
Over this Taco Bell commercial.
Yes.
Million moms are pissed about this.
A couple of gay people go to Taco Bell.
Nope.
As the morning sun peeks through, work is already emailing you. It's 8 a.m. and they got your soul stuck in a morning work black hole. And if you don't respond quick, the promotion goes to Nick. And he's a suck up. When your morning is hell, just go to Taco Bell.
When you've had a morning, let us make you breakfast, like the grilled breakfast burrito for just $1, only at Taco Bell.
As the morning,
there you go.
What are they, man?
Weren't you offended?
I mean, listen.
You know what they're offended about?
Because it's when your morning is hell.
Yeah, yeah. When your morning is hell, go to Taco Bell.
Because we're making too little of hell, or they're using the word hell. I mean, I kind of want to meet the guy that wrote this song because...
Taco Bell has joined Tasteless Advertising, it says, over at 1 Million Moms.
It's bananas. The ad is bananas.
Taco Bell is following a trend in crude commercials.
Now, fuck you!
While a few fast food restaurants are cleaning up their ads, Taco Bell decided to air a commercial that includes foul language.
When your morning is hell, you gotta go
to...
Taco Bell.
The newest Taco Bell commercial says, when your morning is hell, just go to Taco Bell.
Thank you. They should
not use the word hell in a jingle.
Now,
we all know children repeat what they hear.
So what? I don't care what your fucking kid's saying. I don't give a shit. I want to listen to that jingle.
Taco Bell's morning is hell ad is irresponsible and offensive. This inappropriate advertisement is airing during prime time when children are likely watching it. It is extremely destructive and damaging to impressionable children viewing the commercial. Take action, it says, all caps.
Oh, imagine the shit your kids are saying. You're worried about hell? Oh, fuck off.
Contact Taco Bell, and they give you links and phone numbers and shit. Listen, tell them to pull that ad immediately.
I hear these kids all the time when I'm... Listen, we live right next to a school, and these kids are walking around the neighborhood. You should hear the shit they say.
Yeah.
Honestly.
It's hilarious.
I mean, yeah, it's hilarious. This Taco Bell ad, they don't give a fuck about. They don't care. They said hell. I personally like the ad. I mean, I think the song,
it's
fucking hilarious.
Hell.
If your morning is hell, something,
get you some Taco Bell.
Yeah.
They're out of their minds.
Wow. I thought it was going to be something like, it was a commercial that showed two gay people ordering a taco.
Oh, that too. That pisses the fuck out of them.
Yes.
They really hate them.
We don't like that. Why is it a gay couple getting a burrito? Why are you getting a supreme bean burrito with cream cheese all over it?
No, they're all British because of the British guy.
Oh, yeah. All the homophobes are.
They're all British because of the clip we played.
But why is he doing it?
Oklahoma Republicans are advancing a bill to put the Ten Commandments display.
Oh, fuck you.
In public schools.
We are doing this every week. We do this every week. Every fucking week with the Ten Commandments. Fuck your Ten Commandments. Shove them up your fucking ass.
State Representative John Bennett proposed House Bill 2177, which would allow posting of the Ten Commandments in all public buildings, including courthouses and public schools.
Suck my dick. This is stupid. This is, dude, look at me. At Vile Experience. Look at me. It's every week.
Yeah.
It's every week with the Ten Commandments. Blow them out your fucking ass.
While the bill talks broadly about posting historically significant documents.
Oh, fuck you.
It's obviously they're talking about the Ten Commandments.
I mean, it's every week on Faithless Friday. It should be called the Ten Commandments Show.
So certainly if they pass that, the ACLU, Freedom from Religion, the Americans United for the Separation Church State, all the sane people will do some fucking suing.
I don't understand why we can't have the Ten Commandments.
Really, really quickly.
Why can't we have them up everywhere?
Can you give us an example, please?
No,
that's the way it is.
I'm not the fucking Ten Commandments.
I've got really quickly here.
Fuck you.
One quick bit of news. A legislator here in California has introduced some legislation that they're going to be talking about and putting through committee to give single payer health care in
Bam.
California.
Oh, yes. Boy, look at that. See what you can do when everybody's a liberal.
And we've got another Faithless Friday story.
Why are we doing the Ten Commandments in California? Why not? Because we're not cunts.
Out of Italy, there's an interesting story really quickly.
Hello.
Italian priest Father Andrea Contin may soon be defrocked.
Well, jeez.
Which is an interesting pun.
Defrocked.
By the Bishop of Padua. For having repeatedly removed said frock at various orgies, nudist retreats, and even having sex parties at his own church.
I fucked me up the ass with a frock on.
48-year-old Father Andrea Contin, accused of having as many as 30 lovers, taking some of them to French nudist retreats and leading orgies at his small Padua church.
I've got a small modest church where I get feasted at every Sunday.
A statement to police said he always carried the briefcase full of vibrators, sex toys, masks, and bondage equipment.
Hey, put in the ball
gag. This woman who is charging him said he beat her and encouraged her to have sex with a horse.
Wait, is this a man of God? Jesus Christ, what the fuck do you think you're allowed to do in that Bible?
Pornographic home videos in covers with the names of various popes.
Who fucked the horse? He fucked the horse?
A woman is alleging that he encouraged her to have sex with a
horse. Listen, I want to suggest something. You might want to fuck that horse over there.
He also reportedly had as many lovers sleep with men he found for them on adultery-themed dating sites.
Could you imagine you're a preacher and you're like, all right, I want to make a suggestion. Go fuck a horse.
Another priest, Father Cavanazzo, admitted to partaking in some of the orgies with Father Contin.
I'm going
to
fuck that horse, Cavanazzo.
And so now they're going to be... now they're taking a look at possibly.
Oh, yes.
Maybe.
I don't want to jump to conclusions.
Them from the priesthood.
This guy over here told one of his parishioners to fuck a horse.
We got
to
go. Thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend. Back next week, 4 p.m. Pacific every goddamn weekday. iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com. Don't forget, Ryan's going to be doing some comedy soon. Find out where, when. Go to his Twitter feed at Rated R Comedy, his Instagram feed at Rated R Comedy, his website, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Also,
have a great weekend. Find a priest, have an orgy.
I'm going to fuck a horse.
Listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.